Proclamation number 9003, dated the June 28, 1965. Spiritual knowledge must concur with the transmitted word from above. It is not easy for someone knowing the truth to pass it on to people who are so convinced of the truth of their own advocated spiritual knowledge that they reject everything else. And yet, this attempt must be made, for that which comes forth from me directly is so powerful that it will convince every seeker of truth. And time and again it concerns the fact that beings of various degrees of light express themselves, making it difficult for a person to recognize the truth because they believe every expression from the spiritual kingdom, which nevertheless should be scrutinized. Only if the content corresponds to my word from above can you accept it as the activity of flawless spirits of light. For this reason you must always pay attention to my directly conveyed word and should not believe all messages from the spiritual realm which are given to you psychically, for these mediums may well have the gift of receiving communications from the spiritual kingdom, but whether they also have the necessary maturity, which is the prerequisite I demand for receiving messages from this kingdom, is the only decisive factor for the degree of truth of the conveyed proclamations. You humans have too little knowledge of the spiritual kingdom and don't know how often you are affected by the adversary in order to deceive you, and I cannot stop him because you lack the desire for truth, which is the guarantee for receiving the truth in the first place. But then it will also concur with my word from above. I certainly use every means to make sure that a light will shine for people, that they receive the information about life after their physical death. I make sure that they will also receive the evidence, even though it will only be accepted again by the person who would like to know this as a result of his desire for truth. Yet even then the risk still exists that beings other than those having been called upon will express themselves in line with their degree of maturity. This is why every spirit of light will warn you humans against psychic communications which are given to you in a state of trance. Instead, they will always encourage your conscious reception of spiritual messages, which will indeed only be achieved by a few people, but it always offers the certainty of being taught by my spirit directly, in which case you need not be afraid of receiving something wrong. Admittedly, not every communication given in this passive state can be described as wrong or deceptive, but which one of you can verify this? Which one of you is aware of the fact that this opportunity, of a person depriving himself of his will, is not used by many an evil spirit? And that the absolute truth cannot be guaranteed if you only rely on messages which may well come from the kingdom of the beyond, but which are nevertheless unverifiable. Only that which is conveyed to you by the Spirit of God is pure truth, but it will provide you with an explanation about all subjects, which you can never receive from those beings. This is why every spirit of light will encourage you to prepare yourselves such that you can become a vessel into which my spirit can flow. And only then will you be sure of possessing the pure truth. Only then will it be possible to convey far more profound knowledge to you, the knowledge of all correlations, of the reasons for your human existence, of your past apostasy from me and the immense significance of Jesus Christ's act of salvation. For only I myself can instruct you of this, even if I send this knowledge to earth by way of elevated messengers of light which are illuminated by me directly, and thus they voice my word, which can be valued in the same way as if I had addressed you directly. This knowledge includes everything. It includes the work of returning the once fallen spirits to me, just as it highlights the counteractivity of the one who caused your fall into the abyss. And this counteractivity does not just happen on Earth, It also covers the kingdom of the beyond, where all self-aware beings are still in possession of free will, and to make these inclined to turn towards him is and always will remain his intention. Hence you must also take his influence into account, the most important of which is to raise doubts about Jesus Christ's act of salvation. And therefore you all must recognize that those announcements which deny salvation through Jesus' crucifixion are his activity. Then you will know that he is at work, that he tries to dissuade people from what is of greatest significance, that Jesus died on the cross for you and your sins. If you are wrongly instructed of this, he will have won you over. He will have succeeded in portraying the salvation through Jesus Christ as wrong, and thereby it will be impossible for you to enter the kingdom of light. For my direct revelations from above provide you with a different explanation, and your future bliss solely depends on whether you have found redemption from your past guilt of sin, the original sin, which is unredeemable by you yourselves. As long as this vital question remains unanswered, you will not have been instructed of the absolute truth and will have no other option but to turn to the highest authority so that it may teach you directly, and then you can be taught in all truthfulness, as I myself have promised that I will guide you into all truth. Amen.